From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. That move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to the area and set a stage for the resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin on February 27th. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities will apply to all parties in Syria except for ISIL, except for al-Nusra, and other terrorist groups that have been so designated by the U.N. Security Council.
Some of the issues linked to the cessation still appear to be unresolved. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye Monday. Besigye lost an election Thursday to incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The opposition leader charges that the election was fraudulent. Besigye had planned to go to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission to collect evidence ahead of a possible legal challenge. Authorities also raided his party headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of the June 23rd referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Mr. Cameron says now is not the time for the West to begin splitting up.
The challenges facing the West today are genuinely threatening. Putin's aggression in the East, Islamist extremism to the South. In my view, this is no time to divide the West.
Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. The death toll from the cyclone that struck the South Pacific island nation of Fiji on Saturday has risen to at least 29. Aerial footage taken of Fiji in the aftermath of Cyclone Winston reveals a landscape filled with rubble. This is VOA News. Apple chief executive Tim Cook insists the firm's customers told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is, in his words, chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a back door into an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. A new Pew Research Center survey shows a slim 51% majority of Americans support law enforcement officials in their efforts to get Apple to unlock that phone. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada with businessman Donald Trump hoping to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses. Recent political surveys show Trump with a significant lead in Nevada. Looking at Democrats, they have a contest on Saturday in South Carolina. It's a primary election, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton seems heavily favored to win. Prosecutors say the suspect in a shooting spree in the northern U.S. state of Michigan admitted to carrying out the attacks that killed six people. Prosecutors say Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record, made the confession during police questioning. Prosecutor Jeff Getting.
Intentional is deliberate, is cold. This was not a momentary lapse.
Dalton was charged Monday with six counts of murder, along with 10 other assault and firearms offenses. A study to determine whether the Zika virus is causing babies to be born with a serious birth defect has begun in Brazil. A 16-member study, from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, are doing the study. The World Health Organization has declared the Zika outbreak an international health emergency. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi. He's there for a visit aimed at calming a political crisis that has embroiled that country for almost a year. Mr. Ban arrived in Bujumbura Monday ahead of a scheduled meeting with the country's politicians and civil society groups. His visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations between President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents. Ahead of the visit, four people were killed in two grenade attacks in the capital. Burundi has been mired in a sometimes violent political crisis since April of last year, when Mr. Nkurunziza sought and won what was widely seen as an unconstitutional third term. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were also up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.